we are live on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Nigeria.info/92.3/PH. Go there, watch, and also be a part of conversation by dropping your comments in the comment section, like and share as well. So without further ado, we go into the meat of the matter this morning. How trustworthy are businesses without office address? They don't have a business address. Now, it's been about 3 weeks since the ban of motorbikes, which affected those being used as dispatch riders for businesses here in the city of Port Harcourt, causing great difficulty for these businesses and their customers, leaving us with the option of either picking up products ourselves or have the business owners deliver it to us themselves. Or maybe the use of cab services for delivery, which we will all agree is more expensive and slow. The reason why we embrace the idea of dispatch riders, I would like to highlight for some of us, as one who is an experiencer, by the way, they're fast, right? If you order a meal, chances that the meal will get to you early enough when it is still hot and you can enjoy all the juiciness from the meal are increased when you use a dispatch rider, because these are motorbikes and they can navigate through traffic and get to you soon enough. Because of how fast they are, you tend to spend less because of the fuel consumption, okay? And you know, it's fast, you order a meal by one, chances are that you get it early enough, or maybe not a meal. You need a document now, sharp. You can call the house and say, send, or maybe you need it from another company. You can call us and say, Nigeria Info, I want XYZ document, and we can get a dispatch rider to deliver it to you fast. You have a meeting to catch up. Anything you need to do and you need it fast and you need it brought to you soon enough, a document, food, whatever you're buying, maybe it's a market things for soup and stew, stockfish, pomo, anything, it gets to you soon enough. Now let's look at the cab services that are not the option, or the option of having the owners of these businesses deliver it to you. In their mind, they're thinking, if I'm going to make 10 deliveries today, which delivery is in Rumo C? Which delivery is at Choba? Which one is at Akpajo? So they will take a longer time because they would like to cover a particular area before moving on to the next area. So you may not get them the products as fast as you want them. Then the cab services, they will be stuck in traffic and they're usually more expensive. The longer they stay in traffic, the longer they get to you. And then you decide, maybe I'm the one that needs this product. Tell me where you have your shop. Tell me where you have your office. Tell me where you make your chinchin. Tell me where you make your parfait or your fruit juice or anything. Let me come and pick it up myself. And they tell you, I'm sorry, ma, we don't have an address. And you're like, yeah. Excuse me. I say, I want to come and pick up this product myself. Let me see if it will be possible for me to come and pick it myself so that at least I'm sure that I get it when I want to. And they say, we do not have an office address. Don't worry. We'll find a way to get it across to you. And your stuff is delivered to you only God knows when. You may end up waiting forever. Why? If it is not so much of a problem when we have them deliver it to us, when we request to go and pick it up ourselves, why is it a problem? The problem is because they do not have a business address, as they are mostly operated online, leaving us wondering, if I am going to order something edible, I should know where this is produced. I should be able to maybe once in a while see the environment this stuff is produced. I should be able to go there and see things for myself. So if I have to return these things, I know where I'm returning it to. If I have a problem with the product, maybe it is damaged or something, I can always go to this particular location. Maybe it is 23 Rumuchakara Street or 30 Ohaheto Street or 30 Sososo Street or Kilimuita, this, that, that, that street. If I cannot find a physical office or a physical shop or a physical business place or business area for these businesses, for these people I am trying to patronize, do I have any business trusting them? Hence the question, how trustworthy are businesses in River State in particular without an office address? Hello, Port Harcourt. Let's talk. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and the female caller line is 0817-923-0009. We have the WhatsApp and Telegram number for your WhatsApp and Telegram messages. It is 0809-030-6416. Do well to turn down the volume of your radio set as you call. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, Didi.
Hi, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Yeah, on Rebida from Koro.
I'm
happy hearing your voice early morning like this. Maybe night. My sister, most of them, they don't give addresses. The environment is looking dirty.
Really?
You come there now to see the environment. You might know ask them to bring something for you again. That's why I don't move people. Don't give address. And moose, another part, maybe by coming here to deliver for you, you want to have more customers to talk to you, because when you come there, you'll be in hurry. So
okay,
coming to you now, they might sit you down and talk to you very well. So that's why they don't like giving address. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Okay, so is it that they don't own an address or they don't want to give the address? Those are two different things. Nigerian fam, good morning.
Good morning, my sister in the studio.
Good morning, my brother over the phone.
Yes, I be calling.
Welcome. Let's talk.
So I call you all the way from Akwa Ibom, please, because I do play your station.
Oh, wow. Welcome. How's Akwa Ibom, by the way?
We are fine. We are all fine.
All right. Go ahead, please.
Maybe what I would like to say now would not be corresponding with exactly your program you're holding at hand. But right now, I've heard you speaking about the faults of government, whether it's government that promoting crime or what.
We will have that conversation at 11.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. It's very important. I wish I would connect you again, Fuji. I will have something so very important to share concerning that question.
No problem at all. But at 11, just tune in. After Africa Now, that news bulletin, we'll have that conversation.
Please, I would like to call you back in order to say what that is in my mind. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you very much as well. Hello, Port Harcourt. Okay. We lost that caller. The numbers are the same. The lines are open. Remember, you have the option of dropping your comments via Facebook as well. Our Facebook page, Nigeria Info 923PH. How trustworthy are businesses that do not have an office address? Hello, Port Harcourt. Apologies for that. Send us a WhatsApp message. And keep trying the phone lines. The numbers, once again, I'll take them slowly this time. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
Thank you. This is Mr. Zion from Port Harcourt.
Mr. Zion, you're welcome.
There was a time they were so trustworthy. You can do business with them through the phone. I'm talking about from 2001, 2003, up to 10. Wonderful. No shop, no office location, just a phone call. They will bring your product for you. You pay them. So we even have to order from Lagos. A third party will be receiving it here in Port Harcourt. No problem. There comes a negative wind that blew in the city of Port Harcourt. And everybody just wants to make money as they go. From 2011, we started having issues. But I pay you money to give me products. Number not available. You pay a deposit into the bank account, send or transfer successful or whatever, and you are calling that line to confirm payment, number not available. Some forever up to today. So for now, we have that issue of how can we trust such businesses. And most of these people who carry out these activities, when they appear to you initially, you will see this passion in them. You will love to do this business with them. Oh, some even bring Jesus Christ before you first, before the business.
Okay.
But suddenly, the same person have changed. But for now, there are some few of them we can still trust.
Okay.
Few of them. So before you give such, please do your background check and transaction continues, Mr. Zion.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Zion. We go on a quick commercial break. We come back. The conversation continues on Hello Port Hackett. Just stay tuned to us.
Hello Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello Port Hackett.
Hello,
every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
We are still the talk station of the nation, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. This is Hello Port Hackett, and we are discussing how trustworthy are businesses without office address. It's not so much of a problem when we have them delivered to us, but when we request to pick up ourselves, some of them do not have a business address, as they are mostly operated online, leaving us wondering, should we trust these businesses? They don't have a physical office. If something goes wrong, who do we report to? Where do we go to? Okay, let me say this. If I need to go there with the police, where will I go to? If I call the police, pom, 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 hello. So I ordered for a product, they defrauded me. I want us to go and arrest this person. Where do we find these people? And we have been doing business with them since forever. And the ban on the motorcycles that affected those users, dispatch riders, only opened our eyes to the fact that, okay, let's assume there are no riders anymore and I want to go and transact businesses with these people physically. I can't find them. No office address. Why should I trust them? Let's talk. 0817-93-0002. 0817-93-0003. 0817-93-0007. And the female caller line is 0817-93-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Hello, Port Hackett. Good morning.
Oh, hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning to you.
Yeah, this is Mr. Johnson from Port Harcourt.
Mr. Johnson, you're welcome. Let's talk.
Yeah, to me, I don't see that as a risk because even as far as Nigeria is concerned, this country we are now, this one I am inside, whether they have office, they don't have office, who want to defraud you, will defraud you.
Okay, okay.
My money that is in MBA, if I have it now, they have office, so branches everywhere. So go there to go. Who are you going to arrest now?
Okay.
So whether they have office or not, who is trustworthy is trustworthy. You don't have to just, as long as this country, just transact with anybody that you feel you can transact with. If the person defraud you, just leave it for God. If you not defraud you, congratulations. Because office in this country does not mean anything at all. Name in this country, anything bank, it doesn't mean anything. Who want to defraud you, just do it. I just walk away free. Go to court or police station, nothing will change. So let's just leave it.
Okay. This is a victim, and I can understand his sentiments. Hello, Port Hackett. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
Yes, this is Amy. I'm calling from Port Hackett.
Amy, let's talk.
Okay, I think one of the reasons why they do not have addresses is just because they want to evade tax. And some of them want to operate in a clandestine way so that they will have nothing to pay to the government of the state or the local government or the country where they operate. It is not matter how we say, even if we say any whether they have a place or not, that anyone who wants to defraud you can defraud you. But it is still safer to have something that is traceable to whichever business has it that is offering you service. We cannot compare the two. We know that you can be defrauded either way, but it is safer to have something you can hold on to, something that you can trace to, than to say nothing. You cannot lay hands on anybody. You cannot trace anybody. You cannot. I mean, it is risky. It is risky. It's an eye opener actually to us this time around.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Amy. I have a message on WhatsApp, or messages on WhatsApp. I'll go to them after this call. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good
Happy
morning.
New Month.
Happy New Month to you.
Yes. It's topic on ground. I mean, you should come on the
Welcome, Ibiso.
It's not a bad thing for you to do an online business.
Okay.
It's not a bad thing for you to patronize online business.
Okay, yeah.
But I, from my own understanding, most of our people use this online thing in a negative way. If, for example, you put your products online, like me, I'm a businessman.
Okay.
And most of my customers, if I'm in Port Harcourt, if you approach me, they want my sample. I tell you that it's better we see one-on-one, let you see what you are going for. Because I will put A in online, and maybe tomorrow, I will not give you that A, I will give you B. And you as a client, you will not understand what is going on. But if you see the product you are going for one-on-one, at least you have an idea of what you are going for. But some people insist, they want you to send it. You know, different people send it on Instagram. But at the end of the day, the product they are giving to the people is not the same they put on Instagram or put on social media.
That brings about the what I ordered versus what I got.
Yes, because for example now, you want, I put a shoe online, and maybe you see Versace. At the end of the day, I bring Versace for you, but the one maybe you want is not the one I'm giving to you. And we do things in a negative way. Like, I have a friend that bought something from, I think, Alibaba also. When I send him the thing, it's not a product that he wants. He called them back, they have to send it back to them, and they pay for the cost.
Okay.
For him to get what he wants. But here, when once you give them, they will not give you what you want. That's why many people are complaining about this online. It's not a bad thing. It's a big service.
But is it possible, or would it be a good idea that an online shop also has a physical shop? I mean, where do they send the products from? It's from a physical shop, right?
If
I sell shoes and I decide to put it online, there should be a shop where the shoes are stored. So it means my customers can actually come to the shop and buy from me physically.
Hello there.
Yes, I'm with you.
Do you know what most Nigerians would like?
No.
Say, for example, now, I put my address, maybe Lagos or UK or other place, they will definitely to personalize me. Put your address in Port Harcourt here, Because why I make myself as an example, I'm in Port Harcourt, and you want to patronize me. Let me book an appointment with you and show you the product I want to give you.
Okay.
For you to know what I'm giving you. But I have conscience to blame me if I don't give you the right thing.
Okay.
And the people that are delivering this thing, that you educate them.
All right, then.
Most of them, they are not educating them on how to even approach the customers. I was in Lagos, just asked someone to get something from mainland to Ikoyi for me. His own concern is the money to pay interest. I'm not in my products. Bring it to this place. When you get there, call my number. I'll give you your money and see my product. You are first talking about the money. You are even take 30% of the product.
Okay. Thank you.
Educate them.
Thank you.
Educate them very well. Thank you.
Hey, you just made a valid point, yeah? It's also possible that you own a business in Port Harcourt, and because you want to boost sale, you go and put UK, you go and put UK address, you know? Let me think of an address in UK now. Somebody help me. You can put a UK address. I say, oh, this business is big. This business is big. That's why the address is in UK. How many people will travel down to UK to go and find your shop? Nice one. Good morning, Denise. I bought a blender online because they advertised the blender as being able to grind bottles. But lo and behold, it couldn't blend beans. And I tried to return it. The seller told me that is how he got from the agent and nowhere to identify the agent. Back to the no address thing. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
Good evening.
Yes.
The truth is that most of these small businesses, online businesses, most of them don't have address. Most of them operate from their home.
Exactly. But so why should we trust them?
And I don't see anything wrong with it. Because if someone has the intention to defraud, even if the person has a mansion as an office, the person will still defraud. So it's not about the address that will determine whether the person will defraud you or not. But I think the government should do more by having a record where people can even be traced to their home. Because if somebody gives you an address now that he lives in so place, if the person moves the next morning, there is no way of locating that person. So to me, it's not about the address. But as it is, it's more about the individuals, their intentions. Take MBA Forest, for instance. They even have office in Dubai, according to them. They're still flocked. So it's not really about the address.
Okay.
That is just my own. And talking about, you also mentioned about the hygienic condition of the place. I've worked in a place where we supply most of these restaurants and fast food. Some of them that are very big and very beautiful, when you enter their restaurant, if you enter their kitchen, their back, some of them, you will not eat their food.
Wow.
So it's not really about that. It's just about the individual, if you ask me.
The individuals. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Message on WhatsApp read, so I chatted a food vendor, and we agreed on the price of a plate of pepper soup, but since her shop was on my way home, I decided to opt for a pickup. On getting to her shop, the environment was so discouraging, and when I requested for a plate of pepper soup, she claimed they don't have. Apparently, she reserved the pepper soup for people who can pay for it. Her environment and the rude behavior made me change my mind. Some online businesses are not what they display online. We need to be careful. Pepper soup. And the road to Ibadan. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. Who read that book, by the way? A message here says, good morning, Denise Dennis. I actually don't trust this kind of thing. For me, in this business, I remain Thomas until I see your building. This kind of business means no warrant. I can't do such, really. Come on, who does that? And such ghost companies should please find cloth, even if it's not a large building, but somewhere customers can get back to for any reason, please. I don't play with Ojuju. I am earnest. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, good morning. Hi. I'm sure this is Denise Dennis.
Yes, this is Denise Dennis. Good morning.
Okay, for me, it depends on what you want to book on.
Okay. Your voice is very faint. Like, could you please speak up? Hello?
I said there are things I cannot book for online, or there are things I cannot buy online for me.
Okay.
Not everything I book online.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. On Facebook, this one is from Dixon Enile, and he says to me, they are 95% trustworthy. Most of them have office address, but fear of revealing their address to their customers. Why would you own an address and you're afraid of revealing it to your customers if you're not hiding something, if you're not doing something shady? The essence of an address is, this is where I am located. If you want to do business with Nigeria Info FM, you hear our voice on online, you hear our voice on air, and you want to do business with us physically, it will be most convenient that you can actually come down to our office. As a matter of fact, we even made it easy for those of you that cannot make it down to Room OC because we have a downtown office. So you can go there. You will find people, human beings with flesh and blood. They will attend to you and you can transact business with us. But first, you hear our voices on air. Why would we be scared, or why are we afraid? Let me borrow the word of this Dixon. Why would we be afraid to tell you our address? What's the essence of having the address if we cannot reveal it to you? Hello, Patak. Good morning.
Good morning, sister.
Good morning, brother.
How are you today?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Please, yeah, fine. Mm-hmm. I want to ask a question to you and to other people who are listening to this conversation.
Okay.
Have you ever had an experience to a physical shop where you go in to pick a product? Maybe the product is packaged and you don't have time. I've experienced going to my one market to buy a clothes. And on reaching home, I opened the clothes. I see that there was a hole on it. Returning back to the market, it was a fight. The neighbors even supported him and said, if I am to return it, they will not return all my money for me.
Wow.
I want to say that it has to do with your person. There is nothing wrong with online business. We have sincere people. Even you in the studio, I'm sure you have some people you patronize and they deliver the product for you. It has to do with our person. Whether you have physical shop or online shop, it has to do with the person behind the product. Because in cases where you go to even a physical shop, it becomes something very difficult to get your money back. You know, there is nothing bad about online business. It has to do with the person behind it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hello, Pachakut. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
Okay, my name is Jennifer. I'm calling from Owerri.
Jennifer, welcome. Hi, Owerri.
Fine.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, as for me, I think online business makes life easier for everybody. For example, the buyers, they get their goods delivered to their office or to their home. Why the sellers now? Most people that do online business, they do it in form of affiliated marketing. And in case not taken, most of them are students. So they use the profits they get from it to assist themselves in school.
Okay.
So, but the problem there is that, just like the other caller said, it all depends on everybody's personality. So there are some people that are not trustworthy. Even though they have a physical shop, you go there, tell them what you want, and they will give you something else. When you get home, you open it. Okay, for example, I've gone to a phone and shop to buy a phone, only for me to get home and see that what I paid for is not what I saw inside the packet. So I think it's all about trust. Some of these online vendors are trustworthy, while most of them are not trustworthy. That is when you get to see something like what the other for is not what you,
what you
finally
get.
So okay. That is my take on it.
All right. I will speak for myself. I've always had a problem. I've always had trust issues with online businesses. When you don't have a physical shop, this is because I had one terrible experience one time, and that experience stuck forever. I would rather want to go to the shop, see what I am buying, touch it, feel it, see the person that is selling it to me, and then I will make payments. And then I will pick up my product and I will zoom off. I don't know if I am the only person. I will even go as far as checking expiry dates if it is a product that has expiry date. If it is a product that is supposed to have NAFDAC registration number, I will check. If it is a product that will require me texting a code to a particular number to check for the genuineness of that product, I will do all of that. And you know, they say once bitten, you always want to be careful. Have I patronized some online businesses recently? Yes. And I'll give you a practical example. I fell in love with Parfait, and I am sure this is a love that is going to last for a lifetime. Have I seen the person that makes the Parfait I usually would buy? Yes. Have I seen her shop before? No. Do I know where she makes the Parfait? No. Do I get it delivered to my doorstep? Yes. Have I bought Parfait since the ban on motorcycles that affected those used as dispatch riders? No, because, I mean, I think this time I want to go and pick it up myself. But the distance is far away, very far away. So I'm thinking, if for any reason I will get to that area where I know this lady makes this Parfait, I could give her a call and say, oh, I want 1 liter bowl or 10 liter bowl or 500 ml or you name it. I would like to see the place so that when next I am ordering Parfait, I know, this Parfait was made in Choba, or this Parfait was made in Aba, or this Parfait was made... This is Denise. I don't know about you. But then again, how trustworthy are they? You don't have an office. You don't have an address. Okay, even if you're doing your business from your home, I know people. I mean, my dressmaker, when she started, will make dresses from her house. You will go to this place. Your measurements, she will take your measurement. She will do the fitting. You go back to her house to pick up your dress. That is not an office. That was her house. But she doubled, the house doubled as her business area. So would it be out of place if she gave you that address and says, this is where I make dresses? Why would I want to make dress with you? And you're telling me to meet another dressmaker to take my measurement, and then I will send the measurement to you, and then you have the dress delivered to me. I can't see you. You did not check my body. You did not check if the dress fits. And the several other businesses that have this peculiar challenge. Why should I trust those businesses? This message says, good morning, Didi. I'm happy to hear your voice. There wouldn't have been a better substitute. Didi, some of the businesses that do not have an office address could be newly established businesses that can't afford or do not yet have a shop. Therefore, in order to start first, start with what you have. The operator at home, hence, may not be too comfortable with customers coming to their houses. So trust could be based on how reputable they have been. David Ojimini from Rumibo. Online vendors have address, but for the fear of unknown boys, popularly known as... popularly known as this Wike boys or Obiakwa boys... and too much of taxes. Boniface from Woji, they have to hide. So they are hiding because they are invading. Is it the tax force on street trading and all? Ebodili Emmanuel says it depends on the type of business, the integrity of the business owner, the legality of the business track record, and the reputation of the business. Trust goes with integrity and honesty and not necessarily office address. Though a business with an office address will naturally attract public confidence than the one without an office address. Interesting. This one says, like some of the callers have already said, it's a personal thing. Trust can never be based on addresses in buildings. It's based on the person or the institution. So that's what I think. Hello, Patakat. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Let's talk.
My name is Mike. I'm calling from town.
Welcome. Go ahead, please.
All right. I want to share my experience.
Okay, go ahead.
You see, most of these online vendors, they are honest. Understand? But once you meet the dishonest ones, that's when you keep buying things online. And I advise those who are also buying online, especially those buying electronics. Once you get this trustworthy online vendors, make sure you know what you want to buy. Know the original, like know the spec of what you want. Like me, I wanted to buy a solar mobile charger.
Okay.
So I thought any of the solar mobile chargers would go with my phone. I just ordered the one I saw. So when I got it, it wasn't able to power my phone. So then you start blaming them. It's not their fault, no. So what I did again, I had to go back and do my investigation on solar mobile chargers. Then I saw the spec for my phone and went back to that vendor again and ordered for a new one. And I'm still using it till now. And the other one, I gave it out to someone who is using it for his own phone. So the thing is, know what you want and let the vendor be trustworthy and you're good to go.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. A message on Facebook says, reasons, one, fear of kidnap because they will assume that you've made it already for you to run an online business. So the business owners are afraid. Ah. Well, we have our banks that keep our millions and millions and millions of naira. They have offices. Why are the bankers not afraid of kidnap? We have other businesses that thrive. The ones doing, is it point of sales? That's POS. They have shop now, even if it's just one table and umbrella and chair. At least you can go there and you know that this is where you can get your quick cash. Hello, Port Harcourt. I'm in Aba. And the culture of business in Aba is that you must set your business with a shop at any location than sending pictures online or marketing via complimentary card. CJ, send that one from Aba. I think we have a few more seconds, but maybe one last call, and then we'll wrap up this conversation. And we'll have the news bulletin at 10, and we will come back and we will look at another conversation. Whose duty is it to look for change? Is it the customer or the seller? We're still looking at the trustworthiness of businesses that do not own, they do not have an office address, or maybe they have an office address but they are afraid to reveal the office address, like one of those who dropped their comments on social media did say. Some of us have done businesses with people over time, we haven't even seen them till today. I'm not sure some of you have seen the owners of your banks. Yes, the banks that you deposit your money. You probably have read about them on social media or any other media platforms, maybe a newspaper, but you haven't seen them physically, but you have invested money with these people. You have deposited your money with these people because maybe their track record, right? You've had other people you know tell you, bank with Nigeria Info. I've been banking with them since 1900 and they've always been reliable. Yeah, word of mouth would do a lot. Testimonials would do a lot. But sometimes the physical contact shared with the customers would also do a lot for you. Some of us will not buy things. Some of us will not purchase things if we cannot see the seller and have a conversation with the seller. Sometimes what your customers need to even make that purchase is just seeing you physically say, oh, so you're the one that makes those cakes. Oh, so you're the one that does this and that. Oh, so you're the one that does that nice zobo. Oh, so you're the one that makes these footwears. Wow, these are the machines you use. Wow, makes a lot of sense. If they wanted to buy one, I put it to you that they would buy like 100. Well, that physical contact does matter. Some of us have thrived on the relationship built with our customers over time, and that is why we will keep staying in business. Now, if you do not have a physical address, how then can you build or leverage on that one factor that will boost sales for you? I'm just thinking out loud, maybe sharing a tip because I'm a very nice person and today is the first day in the month of February. My final message and I am done. Good morning, Didi. Some business can thrive if they come in the public because they can't pay the numerous taxes everywhere. Taxes in this state alone is enough for a business to collapse. To me, that's my findings, and to some, they're only looking for a way to survive so they can't afford it. Meshack Ivasha from Port Harcourt. What if they're also looking for ways to make more profit? Because if they send dispatch riders, is it that they have a cut for every ride? I'm thinking, is it possible? I don't know. Just stay tuned to us. We are the talk station of the nation, and I support 3 Nigeria Info. Up next, the news bulletin.